Short season is here. It's Tommy and Brooke with our fashionista Andy Page to give us the long about the shorts.
Oh.
Hi, Andy.
Yes, I want to have a real conversation about shorts, shall we?
Please.
Okay, so, you know, when I was in school, and I went to Catholic school for 9 years, the nuns were pretty strict with us. We were not allowed to wear anything above fingertip length. Does that make any sense
yes.
to you guys? Do you know what that means?
Yep, totally, okay. Totally.
So for your listeners, that means when you're standing up straight, you put your arms down by your side, and anything that would expose your bare legs, whether it be shorts or skirts, could not go above your fingertips. And that's the length that it was when, again, your arms are down by your side. And I can remember thinking to myself, this is crazy. Now, keep in mind, we could wear leggings, okay? So if we wanted to wear, you know, a skirt shorter, we could wear leggings.
Okay.
Or we could, you know, cover our legs. But that was the deal with bare legs. And, you know, now that I'm a little older, I completely get that rule. Because what that rule allowed you to do was bend over. It allowed you to, you know, deal with a gust of wind. It allowed you to sit down and you know, cover your across your legs appropriately. So that length is a pretty good rule of thumb. And, you know, we now have women who are being removed from airlines because they're wearing shorts too short. You know, that controversy last week about the woman?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what is the rule or what is kind of the standard? And I think we should just kind of revert to around the fingertips. Now, if you look at your hand, right, you've got, you know, your longest finger is your middle finger, and then you've got your pinky, and then you've got your thumb. I think that those fingertips are pretty good rules of thumbs, if you don't mind me saying.
Oh, I do.
You know what I mean?
Right, yes.
So when you have your arms down by your sides, you know, as long as it falls within that little range there, your fingertip range, I think that's a general rule that we should all live by, no matter your age. Now, how do you feel about that one, Brooke?
Well, I want to know because, you know, you sent a picture, and we can find it on your Pinterest page, where there's shorter shorts and then they get kind of longer. And you don't want to look like you're wearing culottes from 1972, but you do want to look still hip and happening. Is there different short lengths for different ages?
Well, like I said, I honestly think that this is the best length for everybody, around your hand length or your fingertip length. But let me just tell you, and as a fashion and as a beauty expert, there is no extra fashion or no extra benefit to being shorter. All shorter gets you is just more attention. And not always good attention.
Oh.
So, you know, going super short or going, you know, above, you know, your thumb, it's really not any benefit as far as fashion or lengthening your legs or making anything look, you know, better.
Well, that was my question because, you know, I always think people with shorter legs, they need a little shorter short so their legs look longer. You're saying that's not the truth?
Well, no, that's a very good point. I do think that people with shorter legs do need to go shorter. However, I think that on your hand, you've got a good, you know, 2 to 3 inch range there, and that everybody should, you know, kind of work within that range. Again, because no matter how short you go, we still have to function in society. The problem is that when you're standing in front of your mirror, well, okay, that's one thing. But then when you go to bend over to get in the car, or if you drop something in the grocery store,
right.
Or if you're getting up from the pedicure chair, or you know, all of these other things, we also have to function, right, and be appropriate with that. So it is true. I do think that if you have shorter legs, you can definitely go a little shorter, but I think that the range that allows us to comfortably do that is always around the fingertips.
Not the wrist.
Yeah.
That's a big difference right there. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think it's a good rule for parents. I think it's a good rule for kids. I think it's a good rule for everybody. And, you know, I'm saying this out loud, Sister Magdalena is somewhere in heaven smiling so hard at me right now.
What about, like, if you are trying to extend your leg a little bit, could you wear maybe more of a heel with shorts? Because I know that is a big thing.
Of course. And, you know, for summertime, I always love the wedge.
Yes.
Because the wedge allows you to have a much more graceful gait, and it removes what I call the two-prong step, that heel-toe-heel-toe action.
Yes, yes.
And it just absorbs all the shock for your knees and your ankles. So I love, like, a great cork wedge that's super comfortable. I wear wedges all the time for my legs, but to look a little taller, but also just because they're far more comfortable.
Right.
So, yeah, that's a great way to do it. Don't go shorter with your shorts. Go taller with your shoes.
Perfect.
And, you know, the other thing that I will bring up is the skort.
Oh, the skort.
The skort.
The skort is another option. I mean, the skort is, you know, the shorts with the basic flap in the front that creates, you know, the look of a skirt. That's also, you know, a really, really great way to comfortably wear something that's just a little shorter but still is not revealing anything, shall we say.
No, I love the little skirt, the little skort option, because I think it just kind of dresses you up just a little bit more than the shorts if you're going to a graduation party or whatever.
Yeah, oh, I agree with you. I agree with you. So that's another option. But we just want to think through these things before we leave the store. It's not about how you look, looking directly into the camera. It's into the mirror. It's how you look when you're picking up that penny that you dropped at the cashier.
Okay, so drop something in front of your mirror and see how it goes.
That's it.
Make sure you snap a picture.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, guys. Well, for more tips like this, please head over to my website, censusstyle.com. Of course, you can pick up my book, Style on a Shoestring, and be sure to follow me on Pinterest.